Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're doing today is through faith and patience we inherit God's promises. We're doing part six, and part six is a final word over faith and patience. This is part six from a six-part series. Let us now go to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Reading from verse 12, that you be not slothful or sluggish or lazy, but followers of them through faith and patience inherit the promises. Going to James chapter 2, verse 26, for the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, but faith which works by love. The promises of God are obtained by every born-again believer through the spiritual forces which are deposited at the moment of salvation. That means born again. Faith is the substance of the things hoped for, or faith is the substance of the promises of God. And patience works together with faith to help faith bring into reality the promise of God. But faith must have a hope, that is, a promise of God to fulfill. Without a hope, faith cannot work, and without faith, the hope cannot make itself, because faith is the substance of that hope or that promise. Faith also works by love. So to make a promise of God become a reality, the believer, the born-again person, must walk in the love of God, otherwise faith will stop working. First, we must have a hope or a promise of God that can be fulfilled by faith. Second, we need faith in order to give hope substance to become a reality. Thirdly, we need patience to help faith go the distance to fulfill the manifestation of the promise or for the reality of the promise. Fourthly, we must put actions to our faith for faith to work. Our actions must correspond to what we have said in faith. Our actions must correspond. I say that again. Your actions must correspond to what you're believing. If you believe that you're healed and you say you aren't healed, that's in opposite, and your promise of God will not work. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You could say, now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, or the things of God that have been promised. Faith must work together with patience to fulfill the promise. It takes time sometimes for a healing process or a promise of God to be fulfilled here in the natural order, in the natural realm, that is. So faith will make it happen. We need a promise. That's the hope of the gospel. We take a hope, a promise of God. We fill it with our faith in Jesus' name, and we stand our ground and let patience, the spiritual force of patience, carry us the distance until the fulfillment and the manifestation of that promise of God. Faith, hope, and love work together. Well, this subject is particularly talking about your faith and your patience. They are the twins. They're power twins. They work together to bring in the promise of God from the spiritual realm, from your inheritance, into the natural realm. I hope you've been able to understand this subject. Please go over it a few times. It's important to get it into your spirit, that you understand the process of faith and patience. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.